Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley plans to meet with the media today to discuss the surprise resignation of Pope Benedict at the end of this month. O'Malley has released a statement that praised the pontiff's work cultivating interfaith dialogue and inspiring the next generation of Catholics. The statement also mentions the meetings that Cardinal O'Malley and the Pope held with Boston victims of clergy sex abuse. While many in the Boston Archdiocese are reacting positively to Pope Benedict's decision, there is some skepticism among sex abuse victims about why a pope is resigning for the first time in six centuries. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports.
Most Catholics asked their reaction to the Pope's surprise resignation had similar responses to those of some Boston College sophomores heading to the gym.
I was first surprised because I hadn't heard anything about him thinking about resigning.
A little surprised. It was the first time in like 600 years that it's ever happened.
I didn't really know you could do it.
That's Joe Davidson, Riley Coleman, and Amani Tashoma. Many saw the resignation in a positive light, including Mike Rose of Medfield, who is attending noon mass at Sacred Heart Church in Newton.
It's kind of exciting in the same time, thinking that there'll be a new, you know, pontiff in our lifetime, and we'll get to see someone new and see the whole process take place. You know, I have five young kids, and so they're going to experience that and see it, and just kind of excited about the whole thing.
Sacred Heart parishioner Dori Swanberg says she feels like Pope Benedict is abandoning the church.
We need a leader. We're losing everything. If the Pope thinks he needs somebody with more vigor, then about 90% of the world should resign from living. We all have a job to do right up until the end.
Boston College professor of theology Thomas Groom disagrees. He thinks it shows courage to resign.
I think it's a very positive sign. I mean, many of us had wondered if John Paul II might have resigned. He decided to stay on. So in a sense, it gave a signal that popes just simply don't resign. I'm delighted that Benedict, in a sense, has moved us into the 21st century.
Boston is the epicenter of the clergy sexual abuse crisis, which took up so much of Benedict's time during his papacy. And before he was pope, he was director of the Vatican agency that oversaw complaints of clergy abuse. Many victims say Benedict did little to stop the practice of bishops moving accused priests to parishes where they might abuse again. But Cardinal Sean O'Malley, in a statement released yesterday, praises the pope for meeting with victims during his visit to the United States in 2008. A leading member of the victims' community, Bernie McDade of Salem, was the first to speak with the Pope. McDade says Benedict's departure is a relief to him.
I hate to say it this way, but I will. One down and many more to go. Anybody culpable for this problem with children needs to step down.
McDade says he's spoken to many other abuse victims who feel the same way. BishopAccountability.org, the website that tracks priest abuse and the cover-up all the way to the Vatican, thinks there's more to the story. Anne Barrett Doyle is the group's co-founder.
It's just the tip of the iceberg. There are so many more revelations to come that I think it's very possible that he knows of something on the horizon that finally was the tipping point and just caused him to resign.
But most Catholics we spoke to take the Pope's departure at face value. Benedict is 85 years old, and in his statement he says he's lost the strength he needs to run the Church. Today, Boston Cardinal O'Malley, who is one of the 120 cardinals who will elect the next pope, will talk about the next steps in papal succession. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.